Unreal.
Makes sense.
Who reads it? Not me. Rayanne?
Not me.
No?
No.
You don't have time for that.
I don't. I have no time for
that.
Just
gotta look at turtles and cats.
I have cats and turtles. I'm working on my monologue right now because I'm preparing Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden sold out.
Yep.
Everyone's in jail.
Yes.
Sorry. You want to see Louis C.K.? Sorry.
No. Oh, definitely.
He beat off into a potted plant. Sorry.
Did he really?
I don't know. I don't know. He did something weird.
Harvey Weinstein, you know, lock your doors, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
you know,
like,
you know, he'll just come in.
Going on. I mean, what, all of a sudden is, I don't know. That's like a other topic.
Everybody's beaten off.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
That's what we've come down to.
As a society.
Beaten off and got eggplants and pants and it's crazy America. Crazy America.
Oh, who's next? Who do
we have? Gosh, my very absolute favorite.
Okay.
And I have to play this because I'm gonna look at it. The LAX shooting TSA agent
assisted the wounded
in the wheelchair.
This TSA officer who appeared to be unconscious. Wounded, including this TSA
What's his feet?
Officer.
What's his feet?
It's a dummy.
What's his feet?
Including this TSA officer.
They straight up run over his feet.
Ambulance
oh,
runs
it didn't
over
show
his foot.
Oh, the TSA dummy. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I swear, peeing my pants laughing yesterday at this thing. Even on the way here, I had to watch it just because it's awesome. Have you ever seen it?
Well, you just did.
Well, I mean, look, it's so awesome because, like, when you watch
like
if you watch the one where the British guy is commentating it, you, I'm not kidding, are going to laugh to the point where your face is just like, I had tears streaming. My shirt was wet. That's how hard. I'm like laughing so hard. I got tears like dripping down
my
face.
It's like a Monty Python
episode.
Oh,
it's so funny. And this guy is commentating. He's laughing just as hard as I am. And these guys, there's like, what is there, like four cops or whatever, SWAT, whoever. They're pushing him. They're running. And the guy's feet are like this.
And it's a dummy.
It's stiff as a board like this. And he's, oh my God. Then they rip his shirt off. And then they start to round him. They're going down the hill. I was hoping to see it get away from them. Wouldn't that have been funny?
Oh, that
but the wait! Wheelchair! Oh, my God.
It's like a Jackass skit.
Yeah. And they're running. The one guy's holding on to him. And I'm like, please trip. Please trip. Because you can clearly see that this is a mannequin and it's a wheelchair. And he's and then they round the truck. And his one foot falls off. And then he turns. And then they run it over. The wheelchair runs it over. Then his other foot falls off. Then they try to flood. There's like 17 people trying to put this mannequin. Mannequins are very heavy.
They're heavy.
Like,
yes.
You know, CPR Annie and all that
yes.
stuff. They're heavy. There's like 17 of
Recessa
them trying to put
Annie.
This thing
yes.
yeah, on a gurney. And oh my God. You have to watch that one. That is, if I'm feeling bad, that's where I always go.
I must
like,
see.
The LAX shooting TSA agent in the wheelchair.
What number was that?
Two.
Number two.
My
Uh-oh.
Number one.
Number one, here we go.
I have a lot
number
of good
one.
Reasons for putting this guy at number one.
Number one.
First of all, we're military.
We are.
Right? Boston bombing, Jeff Bauman.
Jeff Bauman.
Mm-hmm. We familiar with him? That would just happen to be former U.S. Army Lieutenant Nick Vogt. V as in Victor, OGT. He's the first Striker Brigade, 25th Infantry Division, double amputee from Kandahar.
Hello. Bing
you
bong.
You can watch, you can look this up. And see this guy getting his prosthesis put on his legs at this shooting. Now, mind you, the prosthesis they're putting on his stumps, he's already a double amputee.
Mm.
Right.
Okay, so they put him, oh, he's already an amputee. We're going to throw him in here. They put, like, sticks on the end of his stump and, like, have this stuff, like, hanging off. There's no blood anywhere. And then their thing is, well, it cauterized. I'm like, And then they're wheeling him in the wheelchair, and he's all like, he just had both of his legs blown off, apparently. And he's all like, hey, sup? I got to him. And then he's like this. He's got these, like, sticks for, like, things are hanging off. And it's, oh, my God, it's terrible. I'm upset about that because he's supposedly a hero, an American hero. You know he got a Purple Heart.
They're making a movie
yeah,
about him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're making a movie
here
about
he
him.
Is. Wahlberg. Here he is. Is it, sell no, out
is
right
it Mark
there.
Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg is in that.
So you're saying
he's in it. I don't know.
They did him up in...
they didn't even do him up. They just put... In one video, you can see them... there's a guy who has... He's got sunglasses on. And you can see him strapping on these prosthesis. It looks like sticks to me. And they're real pointed at the end. And there's only one, because you have two bones in your leg. Here, there's only one on each side. They just don't research this stuff at all.
It's like I saw a cartoon once of a skeleton, and it had
really
two bones.
It's really bad. But, you know, and Andy supposedly just had his legs blown off. He's not in any kind of shock at all. But that you can
He's
see the guy.
He's having a mimosa.
Yeah. You can see the guy throwing blood out of one of the bottles I told you about. You can see this guy strapping on his, you know, prosthesis. But, and you can see him, I mean, he's laying there. There's no blood anywhere. There's a black woman sitting next to him, but she's kneeling down next to him here, and he's like this, and his little sticks are straight up in the air. And then there's a guy next to him, like right here, and you can see him clearly doing hand signals, and the African-American woman in front of the actor is hand signaling to someone over here. You can see them do the same exact thing, and that's to signal when he has the prosthesis on. You can see it. You can see the whole video is there. If I can give you a link to put on your website or to
Yeah,
well,
I mean, where's this video up at?
It's on YouTube, but the one that you can see, like the actual, I don't have it pulled up right now, but I'll pull it up for you when we're done. I mean, it'll take me a minute because you have to find the actual one that shows you. I mean, there's a video on here that pinpoints every single thing you're looking at that's fake. Everything is the bottles on the ground. The guy with his legs up in the air, and why does that look fake? Well, first of all, I'm a nurse. I can tell it's fake. There's no skin hanging. It's just two sticks hanging off, you know, with his pants hanging off around.
Sometimes all you need is two bones in your leg, you know?
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Well, there's only one bone on each leg, though, is
that's
the
right.
thing. Like, they both look exactly the same. They're
Give
both
that.
Pointed. There's,
Pogo
there's
ball,
like,
right?
I don't know which bone it was they have protruding out of his stumps, but, you know. But you can see that it's clearly the same person. This is Lieutenant Vogt. It's clearly him.
Vogt?
Well, he's a crisis actor.
Yeah, but he's apparently an American hero. That's why I put him at the top, because he should be ashamed of himself.
And they're making a movie about him. It, no, you know who's in it? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
You have Mark Wahlberg on the brain.
And the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, it's not Mark Wahlberg.
She has like the Calvin Klein poster in her room.
She does. Like, every movie that comes out, she's like, oh, Mark Wahlberg's in it. It's not Mark Wahlberg.
The other guys is like my favorite movie.
Every movie, oh, Mark Wahlberg's going to be in this. No. It's John Voight. It's not Mark Wahlberg. Get out of here.
Easily confused? No.
He's John lying. Blake, Mark on the Wahlberg?
No.
He's
lying.
Everything, Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Oh, did you see the Wiggles in concert? Yeah, Mark Wahlberg was there.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of Lieutenant Vogt.
Is it the Teletubby?
Mark Wahlberg.
He's the baby.
The purple
he's the baby.
One.
He's the baby.
That's a picture of him at the Boston
That
bottom.
Looks like Mark Wahlberg.
Minus the legs. Got some nice stems there.
Now,
buddy.
Do you have a picture of him?
Yes.
Oh, he looks very
Mark
coherent. And
oh, yeah, he's not in shock or any. There's a picture of him right down in the corner.
No, there's Mark Wahlberg.
But that I can show you a picture of him as a double amputee, though, too. That's just his headshot there, but I can show you the picture of the double amputee, like after he just came back or whatever. So that's why he's my number one, because he should be ashamed of himself. Calling yourself a hero, and now you're duping the American public.
That's right.
Fuck
and now
you.
There's a movie being made about this Boston bombing, starring Mark Wahlberg and John Voight.
John Voight.
Apparently.
Upper right.
And Dabney Coleman from 9 to 5.
Dabney Coleman?
I don't know. Who else is in it? Who else do you want to say it's in?
Scott Baio.
Scott Baio is in it.
Charles and Charles.
The entire cast of Charles and Charles is in this
Robin
movie.
Williams has come back, too. We'll put him in there.
Is he still dead?
We don't know.
I hope not. I really liked Robin Williams.
Me too.
We don't know. We simply do not know. Rianne, if you had to pick the winner of these nominees, the winner of the nominees.
There's two in the back.
The winner of the nominees goes to
Robbie Parker.
Robbie Parker.
I have to say.
Sandy Hook victim.
Mm-hmm.
Who we just heard.
Yeah.
Right.
His huff and puff.
Do you want me to read the card?
That's right.
Yeah.
HR Puff and Stuff.
That's nice.
It's
It's funny, I was just thinking that.
You really?
Yeah. HR like Puffin. About 10 minutes ago.
HR Puffin stuff. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg sung that.
Did he?
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg wrote that song.
Let's go back. Let's go research
Mark Wahlberg. He calls his eggplant Freddy.
See what kind of places he is. What's he
doing?
Everything. He was Barney, probably, at some point.
That's Rayan has one speed and it's Mark Wahlberg. And that's it. It just keeps
rotating. Blame you for that.
After Boogie Nights, it was it.
Oh, that was it. She never went back.
Yeah. Here we go back to the eggplant again. Yeah.
Full circle.
And it's about never mind. I'm not even gonna get into the Boogie Nights.
Remember that song? Yeah. Boogie Nights. Okay, so that's our show. That's our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you learned something, most of all. We hope you learned something. Say again.
This is our season finale.
Oh, it
season
is.
Season 3 finale. I'm trying to give him the cues, but he's still thinking about Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Either that or eggplant.
Our last show of season 3 for the Steel Plaza podcast. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you learned something.
Yep. I hope you won Robbie Parker.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he won. What did he win? What are they called? Grammys?
Grammys? I don't know. We should have.
Well, let's make up our own.
Yeah, let's make up our own. I like that.
Yeah.
The Slimy Awards.
The
Mark Wahlberg Awards.
The Firecracker. Because everything, like, their whole narrative is always like, oh, that was firecrackers. I heard firecrackers. Isn't that like everything? That's all they ever say. It was firecrackers.
But he was like literally heard a firecracker.
I know, you know what I mean? Like that. I know,
it's weird.
Doesn't sound like a gunshot. Oh no.
Sounded like firecrackers.
Firecrackers.
My Master Langendorf.
Oh my God!
Sir Fancy Touchy.
Little Johnny.
Forgot about him.
He didn't make the list. He was so stupid.
No, he's kind of already forgotten about.
Yeah.
He is. The media thinks we're stupid because they think that we think that all Hispanic Americans look the same.
Right.
They think we're stupid.
She was a very pretty woman, this Joanne Ward. But anyway, a very good friend of hers actually gave her a tinfoil hat because I even posted on
That's the award,
page.
The tinfoil hat award.
Yeah. Like her friend was like, I don't believe any of this stuff. There, you know, one of the little girls that survived, one of Joanne's daughters, was telling her friend there was someone on the roof shooting. That was never brought up. And why didn't the families ever get a chance to see the dead? Mm-hmm. They didn't let them see them. Mm. I mean, they were saying, because this woman told a reporter, the family could not see Joanne. Her immediate family was not allowed to see her because she was, I guess, that bad. Because she laid on top of her children and she got shot. But, it must have messed her up pretty good. So they're assuming maybe her face got messed up. Well, a couple of days later, because the FBI said, we're going to tell you whether or not you can have an open casket. Mm. FBI said that are they allowed to do that?
Yes.
Well, I would be like, that's, first of all,
you're going to show
me my child.
They're allowed.
I don't care.
Do anything they want.
I mean, whether I want to see that or I don't, a mother would want to have closure. I don't care how bad it is, you show me my child. That just because I want to make sure my kid is dead. Then there's other people like Joanne's husband who survived is saying that they told him Joanne was alive and she was life flighted and so was Emily. But apparently they both died at the scene right there.
Well, that obviously doesn't make any sense, does it?
So where does that come from? Nobody ever mentioned anything about the shooter on the roof, supposedly. The little girl also said she saw the gunman put the gun to his head and shoot himself. But supposedly he drove down the street after it was over. And then I was like, there's
a lot of different
stuff going on.
A lot
I feel
of different
bad
narratives.
For her. She better, her name's Vondra Smith.
Mm. Mm. There's a lot of different narratives for the most recent thing. It was that he was chased down by a guy that looked like Wilford Brimley and was shot point blank.
Johnny Langenpooper.
Yes, Johnny Langenscoops. allegedly, he ran down with Wilford Brimley, and then they both had this Old West shootout.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing, which is completely ridiculous. And then the third one was that the guy just you know, Gabe head to a shotgun. Mm-hmm. So the, now there's a completely different narrative.
After Wilford Brimley shot him.
After Wilford Brimley shot him because he
But he only shot him apparently in the side.
He shot him in the side because he thought he had diabetes.
Yeah. Oh. So. But he knew that he had had all this Kevlar on. He was aiming for his side and his neck.
Because he has... like all predator vision, yes. So he can see, like,
and he's got all this time to think about all this and decide which weapon to use now. Decide after now, this is all after his daughter had driven around the block because they heard shooting. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna send my daughter out, go drive around the block, see what's going on.
Hold on.
I'm gonna go pick out which AR I want to use today.
I'm gonna send my daughter out next time I hear a gunshot.
It's so
see what's going on out there.
Balloon. I mean,
see what's
I think,
going on.
I think they did a little bit better of a job, kind of, on this one.
Are you kidding me?
A little, I said give him credit, a little better. But then if you look at it, like, you can see, like, the boxes are, like, leaning up. And what's in there? Is that their chairs? Like, the chairs are in there? What is the boxes? And they, you know, this woman Vondra said that they saw, you know, these girls were just standing there with like bandages on their legs. They're just standing there talking, chit-chatting. Like, why are there bandages on their legs? And nobody, no, people that are actually really wounded inside didn't get bandages. I mean,
there's an excess of bandages so they need used before they
go
bad.
Oh,
expired.
they'll expire. Yes.
And we'll use the clean ones on the dead people.
Yes,
I guess. I don't know what their thought
only
is.
Only white
on their,
sheets.
Yeah.
Hey, that's racist.
Hey, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, but you can see the FBI guys coming out, and they go, you know, you can even see, like, there's pictures where their boot, the whole bottom of their foot is being shown. So I bet the Muslims love that.
Mm.
You're not supposed to show them the bottom of your foot. Yeah. Anyway, you can see the bottom of their foot. Completely clean. There's no blood on there. It was a massacre. It was you could not fix this church after they were done. Apparently, what the pastor said, we can't fix it. No, we need to build a new one.
Yeah. Exactly.
I even went on that website, their page, and I said, I hope you guys are at least going to give these families some money, because now you're getting a new church. How convenient is that?
Mm-hmm. Built by Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm.
Mark Wahlberg, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Rahan's world.
He was probably the one that put the white sheets over the dead bodies that obviously weren't bleeding either.
It was Mark Wahlberg.
Because they were completely clean.
Very gently. We don't want to smudge the blood.
Talking about...
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing makes sense.
Mm-mm. Nothing makes
two
sense.
Two and two. Put it together.
Put it together. Great show, guys. once again, I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. This has been the Steel Plaza Podcast, Season 3, Episode 10. Until next time, what's going to happen, Ryan?
We're going to have Mark Wahlberg on.
We are. We're going to have Mark Wahlberg on.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Oh. just for the record, I don't believe any of it. So.
Okay.
I just want to put it on record. I don't believe any of the alleging.
I'm a fence sitter.
Any of the hoaxes.
Jay, I'm a fence sitter. You know what I mean? I rest comfortably within the margins of coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Until next time, right back here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.